Hello, welcome to Poetry Podcast 101, episode 3, I believe. This is all about hope and balance. So over last few days, last week really, I've been working a lot on myself, and coming to terms with everything. So briefly, my YouTube videos got taken down by YouTube, but after contracting them on Twitter and working it out that way, they reinstated my videos, stating that I didn't do anything to violate the terms. So good news. So Poetry Podcast is back up, and I will be trying to post more videos on it lately as well. I just want to share that I feel a lot better now, and I've just been trying to work on that, because, you know, the internal balance really within myself is what I think is what I've always struggled with. Yeah, it was like a new era for me, and, you know, I think for a while there, definitely before Christmas, I nearly gave up there, but I think that's the thing, like, it's okay to take a break for a while, just to figure out who you are, you know, you don't need to keep doing stuff, but, you don't come here to listen to me talk, well, I guess you do, but, yeah. So, I guess it's time for the first poem, called Balance. So, the poem, Balance. Balance is abstract. Visualize a cup of tea. What makes that tea perfect? Balance. Too much water? Ruined. Too much milk? Ruined. Too hot? It will burn you. Has to be balanced. Now imagine yourself as a cup of tea. The heat, anger, love, happiness, empathy. Too much of these will consume you. The cold is logic, fear, sadness, and apathy. Too much of these and you'll freeze when you're needed most. Choosing only one side will tip your temperature in both sides. Pour, reflect, stir, and embrace. However, a cup of tea is personal, so do not copy other balances. You have to balance yourself. Do not worry about falling. After all, you don't just make the one cuppa, do you? So yeah, that was a balance. Something quite personal to me. Because that one was quite small, we'll go for another one in this little clip, which is the little moments. We place too much importance on the big moments that we forget about the small moments. A passage from a book that worms its way into our thoughts late at night. The warmth of a cup of tea making us feel at home against the morning quiet. The small chats with co-workers that make us smile. The little moments that keep us going. The small poems that make us feel and question the world around us.